Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Getting you fired up, waking you up. I don't know how many people are waking up just now. Maybe you just need a wake-up call or wake-up music. You're kind of dragging, you're zoning out while you're at work, you're driving.
I drive a million miles.
That's what this show is good for. We bring the energy. We bring the noise. And I do mean noise, literally. No one's ever accused me of being quiet or shy, at least not on the radio.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Everybody went drunk tonight. Everybody had fun tonight. Everybody went.
Why not? Everybody have fun tonight. I've got the news up in front of me, and this is the story they're leading with. At 1 a.m. Pacific time, 4 a.m. Eastern time, major airlines issue global stops as hospitals, banks, and 911 centers report outages. And it's not just those types of critical services. It's also Amazon, right? It's also media companies. We're also hearing from many of you just to your normal places of business and the computers are down, or you're attempting to load up apps or other computer software that you need for your jobs and it's not working. But many of you are still listening, so I appreciate that. We're happy to keep you company. We're in the same boat as you are. A colleague of mine out in the newsroom, because we're starting to get people here who will do their own morning radio shows and programs, he just said to me that what he's read is that it's the global cybersecurity company CrowdStrike who tried to do an update. Isn't this nuts, right? Tried to do an update of its software, and that's what caused the crash. So it, in turn, affected Microsoft, which now, in turn, has affected so many different industries and so much of our way of life. It's a little scary, is it not, that we're so dependent upon Microsoft? That's scary. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Lori says, my company just put out an email that there's some kind of Windows operating system global outage going on. Jeremy, worldwide outages reported. Lots of you are saying you don't hear the commercials. So you're hearing maybe the sound of my voice and the radio show, but the commercials aren't playing. All right, so radio networks, radio shows, that's the least of our problems right now around the United States. The biggest problem is, I would say, hospitals, airports, banks, of course, 911 centers. That's scary. We can't afford for those to be down for very long, if at all. Our crack engineering team is here in the building, which is rare, but I'm not sure there's anything that they can do. So continue to weigh in. We want to make sure that you can still hear us online, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, and we're asking you where you're listening and how you're listening. Happy Friday to you if you're waking up on your Friday morning. I hope it is a happy Friday, despite everything that's going on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Carolyn says, I'm proud to be a dinosaur listening on a Sony radio. Wait, is that like the Sony Walkman? The yellow ones that used to have the accompanying yellow headphones? Okay, I had one of those for a long time. I used to run and listen to cassette tapes. Yep, that was me. I'm also a dinosaur, Carolyn. Thank you for weighing in. Regardless, of these outages. We're going to forge ahead for the next 2 hours and then launch you forward into your weekend. Actually, my husband and I did decide that we're going to see Twisters, not Twister. That was 30 years ago. Twisters for date night. And we got cutesy. Not only did we go on to the IMAX site, which actually dumped us to Fandango, but through Fandango, we booked our seats. I love the fact that with many movie theaters now, but specifically with IMAX, you can pick your seats ahead of time. Nice, nice. This control freak loves that. But also, we got seats right in the middle for a Saturday show. So we get our seats, and we pre-ordered our popcorn and our drinks. So now we're somehow in the express line. I don't know how much money that saved us. Probably didn't save us money at all, but it did save us time. So I feel very hip or something. Get the tickets online, pre-order the popcorn and the drink. Of course, because I'm a ninny, I'm worried that the popcorn won't be fresh. Don't you hate it when they give you popcorn that's not fresh?
See, that I didn't even know you can pre-order your food.
Right? I just impressed Colton. I didn't either until I was just about to close out of the Fandango website, and they offered me the chance to pre-order so we don't have to stand in line. You know, Saturday night at the movies, sometimes there's a ton of teeny boppers and things. And so you end up having to stand in line for too long of a time, and maybe you missed the start of the movie. Or if you're big into, I know, these days movies, you'll get, 20 minutes of previews before the movie ever starts? So it's not like we're going to miss the movie, but I didn't really want to stand in line. I'm allergic to standing in line. This will be kind of cool. First time ever.
Moviegoer? I couldn't tell you the last time I was actually at a movie theater.
Well, it changed, obviously, after the pandemic. And so I do enjoy going to movies. I wouldn't say I'm an IMAX snob, but if I'm going to go, it's to see some big technical marvel in IMAX, which is what Twisters is going to be. For instance, the last movies I saw in the theater, the new Jurassic World, which is kind of the conglomerate of the new and the old. I did go and see Top Gun Maverick in the theater, even though I could see it at home too on Paramount Plus. But I did go see in the theater all of the new, we were talking about Star Wars, all the newer Star Wars movies I saw in theater. I'm trying to think what else I've seen in theater. Oh gosh, the Downton Abbey movies. I know that's been a few years. But yeah, I'll go see some of the big, kind of loud, obnoxious. When the next Mission Impossible movie comes out, I'm going to see that in the theater. Yeah, the ones that are better on a big screen.
Yeah, I just haven't had anything that's really caught my eye to like go to the movies. Like everything is just like, all right, it's like, okay, cool, I'll watch it on like Peacock or whatever streaming service.
But that's the point, though.
But it's also because I don't love the movies that are coming out. If something like, well, again, true. No ifs, ands, or buts, I was seeing Top Gun Maverick, and that is still one of my top movies to this day. Yeah, I'm not a huge rush to the movies.
Well, I'm not either.
Nothing blows my mind. Like, it's like, ooh, I gotta go see that. Like, I feel like all the movies now are just like, all right, we've seen that before.
Yeah, I don't pay $20 a ticket because that's what it costs to go to IMAX on a Saturday night. I don't pay $20 a ticket or $25 a ticket for a movie I don't want to see. But if it, as I say, it's a movie that it's part of a franchise that I know I'm going to love, Jurassic World, Top Gun Maverick, those I will definitely see. Star Wars, I'll definitely see in the theater. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Whatever your weekend plans are, you're getting closer and closer. We're keeping our eyes on the Open Championship. I know that, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, they were expected to be out earlier. And Colton says it's not raining. I don't have it up yet in my studio, but Colton says it's not raining there. So we'll keep our eyes on that. We're also taking a lot of your messages from all over the country and even north of the border, where you're listening and how some of you are also experiencing different tech issues on your end. So, misery loves company. I don't think all of the technical issues that you're experiencing, though, have to do with this CrowdStrike update that crashed the system. Some of you are saying the radio feed is going in and out, in and out. Does that sound like a CrowdStrike issue? Now, they can say it's an update problem, but what are the chances it's a hack?
It very well might be a hack.
What are the chances it's a breach?
It very well could be.
It's amazing the number of major companies that have to deal with
breaches. I was just going to say, they're, like, they're all tied
now.
In with this.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
It takes down everything. It's not like, okay, it's just a Microsoft issue. No, it's It's an everything issue. Like, it's not just one thing. That's what's incredible about this. And also scary at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It can be pretty scary. I know I try to pretend like without my location services on and some of the other things I do that my phone doesn't always know where I am and is always listening, but that's so not the case. There are examples over and over. Watch me now start to get ads because my phone is sitting here in front of me. Watch me start to get ads for global security or cybersecurity on my social media. That's how quickly it happens. 855-212-4227. I don't know if our phones are working or ringing, but here's the funny part. I gave you that number, and now I look over and remember that the call screener computer, which tells me who's there and where you're calling from, that's out, so it doesn't really matter. And now in about 10 minutes or so, well, 20 minutes or so, I have to try to record a sports minute, and That may not be possible either. We'll figure it out. We're just going to figure it out. We're going to muddle through together. But you know what's a good tonic for anything that ails us? Football. We don't agree on anything in this country except football and dogs. That's pretty much it. And with the start of training camps, we now have our first full group of veterans that are in camp. It's not just rookies. They're first full group of veterans. The Houston Texans are a team to watch in 2024 because they caught us by surprise in 2023. D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, obviously decorated. But what they most wanted was to win the AFC South to get to the playoffs. That worked out when the Jacksonville Jaguars had a bit of a collapse, a second half collapse, if you will. And now, building on top of that, what have we seen from the Texans front office? Nick Caserio. Remember when he was the gum on the bottom of everyone's shoe? When Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston so badly because Nick Caserio was not his choice to be the GM? When people are ticked off because Caserio came from I think it was Patriots organization, right? The Bill Belichick school, and or maybe not directly, but people didn't want him. They wanted something different. And he was lambasted. He was criticized. Everything he did was shredded for a couple of years until the Deshaun Watson trade. And then boom, all of a sudden he didn't look like the ugly redheaded stepchild. And now when you consider he was able to lure D'Amico Ryans to be the head coach, and obviously D'Amico played for the franchise. They drafted C.J. Stroud. They've put young pieces around him. They bring in Stephon Diggs and other free agents, but he's a real notable one. This looks more and more like a roster that's built for success and not just one year, not just a blip on the radar. So yeah, C.J. Stroud, he says, bring on all of the pressure because we are ready to go.
And just work, you know, that's all it's about, is just working. And, you know, either you do it or you don't. You know, we're the ones on the field that got to go figure it out. And, you know, I think we'll do that. We've been playing ball since we've been kids. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be harder. You know, we have a target on our back this year. And, you know, that's how you should want it, you know. And that's what I'm used to, playing at Ohio State. And, you know, I'm really, you know, honored and blessed to have the teammates that I do to want that challenge and for guys that want to come and play here because, you know, this Texan team isn't for everybody. It's hard here, and you know, we're blessed enough to play a game that we've been playing since we've been kids. So, you know, I definitely do think that all the expectations, if we just work, I mean, everything will take care of itself.
He has that approach that's so professional, which kind of belies his age and the fact that he's just going into his second year, though he was the offensive rookie of the year. So now, think about the guys around him. Tank Dell, Nico Collins, with whom he already developed a rapport in year one of the three of them together. They re-sign Dalton Schultz at the tight end position. They bring in Joe Mixon, former Pro Bowl running back, who was, I guess you could say, salary cap issue or salary cap casualty from the Cincinnati Bengals. They had to make a bunch of moves and get rid of pieces like the Bills did. And also Stephon Diggs, speaking of the Buffalo Bills. So CJ is the commander-in-chief. He's the point guard of a Texans offense that could look extremely, extremely productive.
Steph is somebody who definitely can open up your playbook. And but we have all of those guys around. He'll say that too, you know. So it's five-headed monster, you know. So it's definitely a super dope to have, you know, just a bunch of options.
It's super dope. Now, see, I can't get away with saying that because I'm so uncool. But C.J. Stroud is the epitome of cool right now in the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. He's already raving about Stephon. He says he's somebody that can open up the playbook, meaning you can get deeper and deeper into the nuances and some of the plays that you weren't able to trot out. You couldn't even try them without a guy like Stephon Diggs. But he opens up the playbook. He gives you more options. And then he calls it a five-headed monster. This is day one. A five-headed monster. With all of these options. And I like the fact that with a bunch of these young guys, you've got a Stephon Diggs who's put up numbers in Buffalo, in Minneapolis, a guy who's got a proven track record. Now, granted, he had Josh Allen throwing him the ball the last, what was it, 5 years, 4 years? But he brings something to the table, an elite level. And an experience and a track record that speaks for itself. And so think about the type of example that he can set for the young guys. And that's something that CJ Stroud is watching.
Really just how hard he works, man. You know, he's somebody who, you know, loves the game and doesn't cheat it, you know, and that's why he's been successful. And, you know, I think he'll continue that success. You know, I'm blessed enough to hopefully be a part of that. And, you know, that's some things that just stuck out for me, just how personable he is, how relatable he is. He's really friendly and very vocal, so it's really nice to have him around.
CJ, just the fifth rookie QB ever to pass for more than 4,000 yards, and he actually was tops in the league in touchdown to interception ratio, meaning he had more touchdowns with fewer interceptions, and that the way that ratio and the math, my mom would be so proud. She's a longtime math teacher, and I try to tell her that. Well, I tell her students sometimes, but also told her how often I use math when it comes to sports. But yeah, 23-5 interception, touchdown to interception ratio. And it's neat, too, the relationship that D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud are already developing. We've got a couple of other examples of coach quarterback combinations like an Andy Reid and a Patrick Mahomes, who are like an old married couple in sports, right? They can finish each other's sentences. They don't need words to communicate. I mean, those types of relationships are relatively rare. I think John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson are working on one, though a little bit different because they've had some different iterations of the offense, but there is a trust that's being developed there. I think Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow could have that one as well. I mean, Sean Payton. Yeah, he has no relationship with his Denver quarterbacks yet or the guys who were there last year. Sean McVay in Los Angeles, he's had a few different quarterbacks, but he and Matthew Stafford obviously speak the same language and were able to get on the same page really quickly. But for D'Amico and for CJ, that relationship will be so critical as they move forward and try to build on their success of last year. And Ryan's is, I mean, he's proud of his young QB, and I think that's something too, right? If you trust your quarterback, if you trust your field general, it's huge.
I think CJ has done a really good job this offseason as a leader when it comes to working with other guys, right? Knowing that he's not just working by himself, but finding avenues to get a group together and work together. That's very important, especially when it comes to timing in the passing game for receivers and quarterbacks that have to be in sync. And it shows that they see how important that was because guys are working together this summer.
A little bit tough audio to hear, but likes the way that CJ is bringing everyone together. And that's obviously his job. That's part of the quarterback. You've got to get them all on the same page because it doesn't matter how talented each of the individuals are. If they're not all working together, if there's not corporate synergy, so to speak, well, then you're in trouble. Then it's just a bunch of guys who are out there doing their own thing. And you all know what it looks like when a team has a bunch of really talented dudes just kind of doing their own thing and not on the same page. It's evident. Chemistry may not be easily definable in sports, but you know it when you see it. You also see the opposite when it's just a bunch of individuals who are out for themselves or at the very least are not pulling all in the same direction. Let's see, on Twix, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Where are you? How are you listening? We'll give you the updates as we have it, but I keep seeing it up on the news now that these nationwide outages are affecting, where it's a CrowdStrike security update that seems to have slain computer systems all over the country. I guess that's the story they're going with now, and they're sticking to it. Let's hope it's not a cybersecurity attack. But hospitals, 911 centers, banks, yes, media companies, and how about airports and airlines getting grounded? So please be safe wherever you are, and we'll give you updates as we see them. But thanks again for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday, so that's the good news. The bad news, the challenging news, may be affecting some of you as well. And I don't mean the radio show, though I know some of you are actually not hearing the radio show. Whether or not that's related to the now international challenge with CrowdStrike and the update gone horribly wrong, I don't know. But thank you for letting us know where you are and how you're listening, if you're having issues, if you're not having issues. I do think those of you who are not hearing the commercials play, the ads play, that is part of this, because we know that for a while there, and even before our show started, the commercials either weren't firing or weren't firing when they were supposed to be firing at the wrong times. Yeah, it is nuts. So the dominoes that fall when, and this is what we're hearing, when a cybersecurity company called CrowdStrike tries an update, probably automated of some sort, set up to go in the middle of the night, right? Because who's using computers in the middle of the night anyway? So they try their update in the middle of the night and it goes horribly wrong. And now Microsoft is severely crippled. And from there, you just have ripple effects in so many different industries. Now, I just thought it was our computers. I'll have to apologize to our bosses, maybe, for joking about the equipment that's from the 1990s, although it does look like that with the desktops, because we do frequently have technical issues, but this actually isn't their fault, and it's not even the fault of the equipment. No, this is serious. It's much bigger than just the radio show having some glitches and me being unable to do parts of the show that I would like to do. Can't connect with our guests, so that's gonna have to wait until next week. I know that's minor and it's just an inconvenience compared to a ground stop for airlines all over the country and all over North America. I don't know that it's global yet. What we're hearing is here. It's the FAA and it's in the United States, but certainly this could be affecting other airlines and other companies and corporations around the world. Hospitals and banks and 911 centers. And so there's a lot happening right now at a lot of people that are maybe unable to continue on with business as usual, but we are happy to keep you company. So A-Law Radio or our Facebook page. And what we want is to hear where you are and how you're listening. And we'll keep you updated as we head through these next few hours. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're going to attempt actually to record our Sports Minute when we go to our next break, but I'm not sure if it'll work, if it won't work. Even if I record it and we're able to get it into the can, out there in the newsroom, can anyone access the system? Colton, are you able to access the system in your studio? The double pane glass separating us?
I'm all good in here.
So you can access Burley.
I can access Burley. Well, that's how I've been playing all your rejoins.
Oh, true. Good point. Well, why is it then that I couldn't access our production equipment out in the other?
This computer's very lucky is how I'm
lucky.
Playing it. Yes, it's how I'm playing it.
Better to be lucky than good. It's yes. One of those moments.
Well, thankfully, yes. Otherwise, this production would probably not be going as smoothly as it is.
We were talking about the Rams and Sean McVay and the different quarterbacks that he's had in his tenure with LA. And of course, that does include a Super Bowl now. Super Bowl win, I should say. Also another Super Bowl appearance in which they lost to the Patriots in what was a barn burner of an offensive game. Well, do you guys remember, man, if Jay was here, he loved to drop in the Baker Mayfield locker room sound from that first game in which he'd been with the team for, I don't know, 24 hours. And he goes out and he leads the Rams on a fourth quarter comeback on Monday Night Football, throws a couple touchdown passes. The locker room's fired up. So, yeah, Baker Mayfield, I mean, his was quite the journey, right? He went from getting bounced in Cleveland when they decided to go with Deshaun Watson to sitting on his high knee for 2 months because there was no takers. And then he ends up in Charlotte, with the Carolina Panthers. They give him a chance to start against his former team, of course, in week one. Thank you, NFL. That lasts a couple of weeks before they make the change. I think they went to Sam Darnold. Then they tried a rookie. It was a mess there. He asked to be released and then gets traded to the Rams, not picked up by the Rams, but yeah, gets traded to Los Angeles, where he's only there really to keep the seat warm for Matthew Stafford. From that point, becomes a free agent who is then picked up by Tampa, where he gets to follow Tom Brady as the Buccaneers quarterback. That's convoluted. It's a little bit like Chris Paul's journey through the Western Conference in the NBA, or now Russell Westbrook about to play for another team in the Western Conference himself. Well, recently Baker Mayfield sat down and gave us a little bit of behind-the-scenes intel on the Pardon My Take podcast, going back to his trade to the Rams.
Got to the facility at like 10 p.m., and I've been on East Coast time. It was in Carolina, so it was, for me, it was late. And we met with OC, who's now Liam Cohen, he's now in Tampa. Zach Robinson, and OC in Atlanta now, and then McVay. We sat down for a little bit, crushed some stuff for about 2 hours, and they're like, hey, you probably should go to bed. Like, wake up the next morning for practice, and they do a walkthrough, and they throw me in there. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, they're actually, like, trying to get me to play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at this point, like, I'm communicating. Emily can't travel out at that time, so I'm like, you don't need to come to the game. Like, there's no way I'm going to play.
Right.
It's like, as hours go closer, I'm like, okay, there's a chance I'm going to play in this game. Okay, this might actually happen. We did a walkthrough in the morning, lunch, and then went back out to practice. And John Wolford, who's with us in Tampa now, his neck was all banged up and he couldn't throw. So the only live sessions we had, I was throwing to those guys. And I was like, okay, this feels pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I might be able to do this. Thursday morning, they make me cram a little bit more, study. And
Day of the game.
Yeah. And like, they let me, normally they make the guys stay in the hotel the night before. They're like, hey, just stay in the hotel, study as long as you want. So in the morning after, ride down with Carter, who's Sean's assistant, and McVay. We ride down to SoFi together from Thousand Oaks. And the whole way, I'm like, let's just do it. Let it fly. Like, what do we have to lose
here?
Yeah.
So Baker Mayfield telling the Pardon My Take podcast what it was like that week. And yeah, I'm going to have to let producer Jay know, because he's not a producer Jay anymore, but let Jay know, because that story was one of his favorites of that season. Yeah, might as well just let it fly. I suppose there are multiple situations in the NFL every year. Shoot, I can see his face in my head right now. Josh Dobbs, who was the quarterback with Arizona, right? He was keeping the seat warm for Kyler Murray. They traded him to Minnesota after Kirk Cousins went down. He shows up. Well, they have a road game, actually. He shows up late in the week, ends up starting, and somehow leading them to a couple of wins. Because at some point, you just have to say, screw it. It's going to Fire away. Chuck and duck. And if you're a talented quarterback, and I obviously takes receivers that are on the same page, the O-linemen, but it's what we were talking about. Sometimes you have to stick to basics because guys don't actually know the whole playbook. But most of the time, good offense, still good offense, efficient offference, meticulous attention to detail on offense will still beat your good defense. Not every time, but a lot of the times. And so it's kind of funny to hear that and then think, huh, I wonder how often that has to happen in an NFL season, especially one like, gosh, was it 2 years ago when 50-something different guys started at the quarterback position around the league? At A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, a few of you sharing some of your technical difficulties. Dale says, I stopped for gas. Guy in PA tells me their system is down, so the pumps aren't working. But the gas station across the street was up. Let's see. Another one. And this comes from, I don't know if it's his name or not, but Chuchi is how he identifies himself on Facebook. Listening to you via radio from Jacksonville, Florida, I'm a police officer and our non-emergency number is experiencing technical issues, but 911 is working. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for your service, sir, and I appreciate the update. Please be safe. Yeah, so it's kind of random and yet not. It's certainly systems that are connected through not just CrowdStrike, but Microsoft. It's just weird how it affects one gas station and then not another gas station, or affects one Amazon center, but not another one. Thanks, though, for keeping us updated. And as I say, if we see something else, I am seeing a live update right now coming out of Washington, D.C. Major airlines issue global stops. Again, hospitals, banks, 911 centers are reporting outages. And they've got a map of the United States up. And they've got a bunch of different airports right now that have done the global stops, like LaGuardia in New York City, Boston, Milwaukee, which is crazy considering the number of people that are trying to get out of Milwaukee post-Republican National Convention, and that could pose a major traffic jam there. Las Vegas seems to be another one that's having issues. Maybe Denver, can I see? It looks like I can see Denver on the map as well. So please be safe. I know that this can be inconvenient or it can be downright dangerous. So please be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of the people you care about. I know people find callers highly amusing. They actually stress me out more than anything else. We have to find a happy medium. Sometimes I feel like callers can run the show right into a brick wall. So we take them sparingly. And I don't even know if the phones are working. We did hear back from our friend, the police officer, who says Chuchi is a nickname that she was given. And she said their phones are restored. So I'm thinking that progress is being made in some places, in some industries, but probably not all of them. So again, please be safe. We are navigating our way through these next, well, few hours here, hoping that something changes. But radio and the media and how we consume it, how you consume it, is really secondary. And I mean, secondary, tertiary, way down on the list when it comes to a comparison with banks and hospitals and 911 centers, as well as airlines. I just feel cringy over the number of people, because it is a summer weekend, and how many people do vacations on summer weekends or go out of town on summer weekends. And I mean, just thinking about the people who want to be on the move on this Friday, July 19th, and yet may be unable to do so. And actually, I forgot about this, Colton. You have to take a train to get home at some point in the morning, presumably in the next couple hours. I actually am supposed to take a train coming up on Friday afternoon. My husband and I are going to be taking a train back into New York City, not for work, but we're supposed to be meeting some friends for dinner. So, and actually we were going to take the train and then the PATH, which is the subway that would get us underneath the Hudson River in Lower Manhattan. So hopefully those are still working. You need to let me know if there are any glitches.
I'll gladly let you.
I do not want to be stuck on a train underneath the Hudson River. That sounds like my idea of hell.
Some would say.
Have you ever been, and I don't know how long you've been in the area, if you're from the area, are you from the New York City metro?
I'm from Central Jersey.
So. Okay, so you've dealt with the mass transit here for years, probably.
Yep, 2 years I've dealt with it here.
But I mean, like, over the course of your life, did you ever, when you were younger, you guys ever use your family? Okay, so I recall one time, this was just awful. I was on a subway. This is back when I was doing a couple of daytime shifts. I was on a subway to go up to Penn Station where I would catch my train. So I was going lower Manhattan to Midtown. And it was a train that was so packed that you had all of your body parts touching, like, body parts of all the people around you. I mean, someone's hand was on my rear end. Whether or not it was a mistake, I have no idea. But you couldn't turn enough to even look at the person who was smashed into you. It was that type of a rush hour train. Now, that doesn't happen anymore post-COVID. This is probably the case for mass transit in a lot of cities. But it's one part of New York that has not come back in any way in full force. Traffic is worse now than it was post or pre-pandemic because a lot more people, they just don't want to take mass transit. So I don't know that it could happen now, but it was fairly routine rush hour going back to, say, 2014-15, that you would be on a train trying to get somewhere, get the heck out of Dodge on a Friday afternoon, and you'd be crammed in like sardines on one of these subways. And I remember it's an express train, but somehow just stops in between stops. It comes to a grinding halt in between two stations. It was brutal. And I don't recall that it was summertime, but it was warm on that train and there was no AC and we just had to stand there. And that is my idea of Hades. Yes, just to be trapped and no place to go. You can't get off the car, the subway car, because you're underneath the city somewhere. And who wants to deal with the rats and the darkness and whatever else are down there? But yeah, that to me is among my worst nightmares.
It's still there sometimes.
Yeah.
Get off a shift late on a Friday night where, you know, the kids are going out and...
The kids! I love how you say that. The kids are going out.
I couldn't tell you the last time I really went to a bar with the, you know, the shifts I work around here, so...
Yeah, that's the beauty of radio.
You get home from a Friday night and, oh no, the path's mobbed, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not waiting another 40 minutes for the next train to possibly...
So you just cram on there.
Oh, I got my backpack, like, I feel bad, like, I try to have it as tight as... possible.
Wait, you wear it on your back, though? Somebody could easily be unzipping it and removing items.
There's nothing in there. Oh, my bag is pretty empty, so they can take whatever they want.
If I'm carrying a bag, I have it wrapped up, like, in front of me because...
Well, I have my important belongings in my pocket, and they're zipped up, so...
All right. That's important. That's
going on around
just
here.
Looking out for you. Again, I'll ask you, are you sure that you're interested in this job? Maybe you want to reconsider. Although I did see a couple of people on our Facebook page, I like this guy who's filling in.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Look at that. Yeah.
You know, I try to do my best, Amy.
Colton's getting a few votes. If only this were a democracy. It's not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I saw one listener, a woman who's been listening to the show for a long time, who said she votes for Jay to come back. Well, if only the vote counted for something, I'm sure that would be... greatly appreciated, but sadly, like I say, this is not a democracy. The last I knew from Jay, he was getting ready to go on his first job interview post After Hours. He hasn't told me any details. We're supposed to talk in the next few days, but for now, just know that he is off in pursuit of his yellow brick road. Good to hear from so many of you. You're listening around the country and north of the border, and that's promising. That's hopeful. I do know that some of you are not hearing commercials or you're listening and every now and then hearing a commercial and my voice at the same time. That seems mild and tepid compared to what we could be dealing with. Yeah, so please be safe. And as I say, we're hearing that airports have got planes grounded or the planes that are in the air are getting ready to land. It's a mess. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods, his second round is underway at the Open, speaking of the mess. And I did ask Colton, we're going to have to change some TV stations because people were messing around with our channels in here, so we don't have USA up. But we do know that Tiger Woods is now on the course at Royal Troon, checking some of the latest scores. So he's just off and running now. The top group of leaders, they don't go until a little bit later on, but there is an American, Justin Thomas, in there. He's three strokes back, sitting in third place. Xander Schauffele, he's already on the course. He's in the top five. Let's see who else I see that might be making a move. For those of you who know the name Billy Horschel, an American, he's already up 20 spots. And it's going to help that there's no rain, at least not right now, no rain, and that the wind has died down a bit, though it's generally a factor coming off the water there in Scotland. Let's see who else is on the course. Figure out when Rory McIlroy is teeing off because there's a lot of eyes and ears on Rory. Oh, goodness. Phil Mickelson has now dropped a stroke, so he's sitting right on the cut line, though he's early in his round today. And Rory, where are you? Rory starting at plus seven, going into round number two, plus seven, which is way below that cut line. Yeah, he doesn't tee off until much later. So we'll keep our eyes on Tiger Woods and some of the others who are on the course, and we'll navigate this crazy Microsoft crowd swipe power outage.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.